Hi there, Alana Terry here. You're tuned into the Successful Writer podcast, where we talk about productivity and mindset and marketing and these foundational things that are going to help you be as successful of a writer as you can be. So welcome. Thanks for joining us. This is episode 51. I'm going to be sharing some insight from the book Atomic Habits by James Clear. Got a couple of really fun announcements first, and I'm very excited about. The first one, you guys know, I really like talking about productivity. I've got a book for authors on productivity. It's an audiobook. I've got a course for authors on productivity. This is, you know, in addition to the creative work of writing fiction, which, you know, I kind of see as my main calling, identity, passion, whatever word you want to use. I really love teaching authors. I love teaching authors the marketing things, but maybe even more so, I love diving into just the mindset shifts that help us be more successful and the productivity things that are going to help us have the most sustainable career possible. And so I like to study all these kinds of topics about personal development, productivity, creativity, self-care, all of these things. And so my husband and I just launched a brand new podcast. It's called the Level Up Personal Development Podcast. Once a week, we just take what we've been learning in the personal development field. My husband's training for a powerlifting competition. So he talks a lot about fitness and goal setting. There's tons of applications, whether or not you get into the gym regularly or anything like that. I talk a lot about creativity, mindset, all the things that really I talk about on the show for a wider audience. So if you would like that, if you know someone who would like that, if you just want to have a little voyeuristic peek into my relationship with my husband, want to hear his voice and things like that, just look up the Level Up Personal Development Podcast and feel free to share with people that you think would be benefited by the resources that we're giving you there. And then one more topic I'm really excited to announce. If you want a one-on-one time management coaching call with me, I'm offering 5 of those free for anybody who makes a donation to my Liberty in North Korea fundraiser before Valentine's Day. Talking about Valentine's Day 2020. The Liberty in North Korea fundraiser helps raise funds to help refugees who have escaped North Korea get to places where they can be safe and totally free. This is a fundraiser my readers and I have been doing for over 5 years. We've raised over $20,000. I thought it would be super fun to kind of introduce this organization to you in the author community. And since we're at the start of a new year, since I'm talking so much lately about goal setting, good habits, things like that, I wanted to offer, like I said, a free one-on-one time management call if you make a donation for the first 5 people who donate before Valentine's Day. So the link to find my personal donation page is courses.alanaterry.com/fundraiser. That's how you get to my specific page. That's the page you'll want to donate at. I'll put it in the episode notes. And once more, it is courses.alanaterry.com/fundraiser. So now let's dig into Atomic Habits by James Clear. The idea of an atomic habit is how one small change, either for the good or bad, can have a drastic, drastic impact on our future selves. So I'm sorry, I'm watching an eagle out my window chasing some kind of like small crow. This is a very Alaskan day right now. So sorry for being distracted. Atomic habits. I'm going to ignore that eagle. We're talking about atomic habits here. One small change can make a huge difference. So let's say you've got a goal to write 1,000 words a day. If you miss a day, not a huge deal, right? Like if you keep up every day for a month, except for one day, you end up with like 29,000 words. That's a great start to a book. That's a full novella. So it's easy to see how skipping one day, it doesn't kill you, right? You guys know me. I like to be gracious with myself. I like to help encourage you to be gracious with yourself. Skipping a day, no big deal. But here's what happens. You skip one day, and then the next week you skip another day. And then a month later, you're down to writing 2 days a week. And then a month later, like you still haven't finished a book. And that's what we're talking about with one small step is going, it consistently taken over time is going to really change where you end up. So as an example from the health and fitness world, one bag of potato chips after dinner not going to really do much, you know, for most of us with a normal metabolism. It's not going to make or break our, you know, health decades to come. But, you know, a full bag of potato chips every single day after dinner, after a year, you're going to have huge health impacts from that, right? And so when you're talking about good habits, he gives a lot of good tips on how to establish good habits and break bad habits. So he's got this category of four things. So in order to be successful, especially if you're trying to start a new habit, you want your habits to be enjoyable, obvious, easy, and attractive. All right. So let's start with obvious, because this is the one that I think can help make or break things most immediately. So let's say, for example, that you want to start emailing your newsletter on a more regular basis. You need to find a way to make that an obvious thing. So maybe that means that one of your tabs that just automatically sets to open when you open your internet browser takes you to your newsletter page. It's a small thing. It takes all of half a second to click on Chrome and type in convertkit.com, which is what I use. But if it pops up every single time that you log in to your browser, it's going to be more on the forefront of your thoughts. Or maybe you make a list beforehand of topics that you can email your list about so that you already have the topic, you already know what you're going to write to them about. And then all you have to do after that is do the writing itself. So anything that can make this as obvious as possible. Similarly, if you're trying to break a bad habit, you want to make it more difficult to get to. What I recently did was I noticed that I was spending too much time on my phone with Facebook and Gmail. So I tucked both of those apps away into folders that aren't quite as clear. They're not quite as obvious. They're not the first thing I see when I turn on my phone. And what I find is that when I normally would just automatically open up my Gmail, but instead I have to pause and try to remember which folder I hid it in, basically, it makes me kind of ask myself, do I really need to be checking? And it's been actually a very good way to get myself aware. Instead of checking it like 3 to 4 times an hour, which is not an exaggeration. If I'm, you know, if I'm not doing deep work, I'm definitely checking it like 2 or 3 times an hour on my phone. And now I'm down to maybe like 3 times a day. It's been really, really nice. So if you're trying to break a bad habit, if you can make that less obvious, then you're doing better. Like I've got the Facebook Chrome extension called the Newsfeed Eradicator. So when I'm on my laptop, I actually can't browse Facebook. I can log on to Facebook. I can still go into groups. I can still see notifications, but I can't just mindlessly scroll. And that really helps me. It's another way that when I'm doing my writing work and I don't want to be distracted, I make it not obvious to have there, right? So if you're having a big writing day, maybe that means you put your phone in another room, right? So that it's not there, it's not easy and convenient to fall into those distractions. It's also helpful to think of what's going to make it the easiest for you to start your writing day. And so think about when you start your writing day, what kinds of time sucks might trip you up. So maybe that means that you kind of get your workspace set up the night before, things like that, things that are going to make it the least amount of friction for you to start your writing time. That's another way to just start a good habit and keep it going. So you don't have these little tiny excuses, right? Like you want to go to the gym, but you can't find your gym shoes and, oh, too bad. I guess I'm not going today. Well, if you know exactly where those gym shoes are, you've got your gym bag packed, it's harder to make that excuse. He also talks about wanting to, especially when you're starting a new habit, to make it as easy as possible. So instead of saying, I'm going to write for 3 hours today, maybe what you tell yourself, it's just a mental hack. Maybe the mental hack you tell yourself is, I am going to open up my document and read what I wrote yesterday for 5 minutes. That's, you know, most of us, by the time we've gotten the determination to do that much, we get in the flow to continue on. Whereas if you were to say, I'm going to open up my document and I'm going to write for 3 hours, that can feel overwhelming. So maybe what you tell yourself is, okay, Alana, show up to your computer, open the document and read one page of what you wrote. And then once you get that part set up, it's so much easier to follow through with the rest of your work. So anytime you're faced with a big project that feels overwhelming, if you break it down into small sections, that can really, really help. So this doesn't apply just to trying to get more words on the page, but this can be for your marketing things, stuff like that. So maybe instead of saying, I need to set up a newsletter list and a lead magnet and an automation sequence, right? Maybe your one goal becomes, I want to create a welcome email, like one email for people who join your list. That's a good place to start, as opposed to looking at this project that, you know, feels like it might take weeks. Find the ittiest, bittiest, smallest step that you can take. And then by the time you make that step, the other ones come a lot more easily. It's like the runner who tells himself, I'm just going to run for 60 seconds. And then by the time they do that, they just kind of keep going, right? Another component of successful habit building is making your good habits that you're trying to build up, making them enjoyable and satisfying. And so this is where rewarding yourself can come in. Sometimes it is just another one of those mental hacks. If I'm having a really hard time plugging away on a writing day, I'll say, okay, Alana, do one more half hour sprint. Once you're done with that, A, you can stop if you need to, and B, you can, and then I give myself some kind of treat. Like sometimes it's, you can make another cup of coffee that you normally wouldn't have this late in the afternoon. Or sometimes it's as silly as like, you can go water your houseplants. Like a lot of people, that's a chore, but for me, I find it enjoyable and relaxing. So thinking about ways to reward yourself when you do good, it might feel a little bit silly at first, but it can be a great way to kind of encourage your creativity. I find success thinking about my creativity as almost a separate entity, like this little kid that I'm trying to coax into doing what I want him to do. And so, you know, think about a four-year-old. You clean up all your toys and then you get to watch a cartoon or something like that. I do that. I make little deals with myself and with my creativity like that. And that can be a nice way to keep yourself motivated as well, even if it's just a small thing, you know, especially like if you're having just a terrible day. I've talked on the show before about how I struggle with depression. I know what it's like when, you know, it's that heaviness, that mental fog, days where it's really hard to feel like you've accomplished anything. And so maybe for you, like if you're in a low spot like that, maybe for you, it's like you do this one thing and then you're going to treat yourself to a half hour nap, something like that. Like, okay, go out, walk the dog, come home and take a nap. Like if that's truly all you feel like you can do, it's at least a place to start. So we'll be talking more in the next couple episodes about habits, goal setting, productivity, things that kind of are going to help us start this new year strong with good momentum, with good habits. Again, if you wanted to kind of dive into this topic more, you can check out Atomic Habits by James Clear. And please don't forget, it's courses.alanaterry.com/fundraiser. If you want to be one of those five people who make a donation to that fundraiser page before Valentine's Day to get a one-on-one time management consult. So thanks for joining me today, and we will talk to you soon.